You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
There's nothing quite as exhilarating as getting the green light through the multiple set of traffic signals. Sailing through seems to relieve everyone quickly of any other frustrations you experience while driving.
Yes, but the opposite's also true. You groan when every set of lights turns red. It's as if it's done purposefully to prevent you from getting to your destination on time. Whatever we think about traffic signals, the fact is they've been placed there for our benefit. They ensure the flow of traffic, they give pedestrians the opportunity to cross the street safely, and if obeyed, when each driver awaits their turn to proceed, they prevent accidents.
There's an interesting comment you made. You said, if obeyed. In other words, if drivers get impatient and proceed when the red traffic light comes on, then there's no doubt that person is breaking the traffic laws. And if they're detected, it won't matter what excuse they attempt in court, they were clearly disobeying the rules. So, they're guilty.
And what about speed cameras? Not very popular today. There's always been a lot of controversy over them. The latest complaint is that they are put there not to help stop accidents, but simply as a means of raising revenue. Still, you can't help but notice the way traffic slows down when approaching the cameras, and anything that stops speeding is surely a good thing.
I have to admit it myself. If I saw a policeman pointing a radar gun in my direction, my first reaction would be to touch the brakes, hoping against hope I was keeping the speed limit.
I guess we'd be surprised to discover just how much our lives are bound by different sets of rules. Students at school need to obey certain rules on pain of expulsion. Most entertainment venues and clubs have strict rules of behaviour, and if broken, the wrongdoer can be forcibly ejected. And all sporting activities have their own particular rules, for without them, no one would know how the game was played.
Everyone's bound by rules, however much they loudly claim that they're free to live exactly how they please. Society must have rules and guidelines. If everyone did what pleased himself, regardless of the consequences, there'd be total anarchy. The fact of the coexistence of people makes rules imperative. They're absolutely necessary to our well-being. So wherever people work, play and live together, there must be rules.
Rules and guidelines are essential for life. Lawbreakers need to realise crime does not pay. But it's time to put us all on the one level. We've all broken God's laws.
Of course we have. God originally was the one who gave the wisest laws mankind has ever had to guide them. When God gave those Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, he was doing it for mankind's benefit, not as some people think, to make life difficult.
There's another side to it, though. We're often very much aware that we are breaking rules, but we don't know what to do about it. We feel the guilt when we've done wrong, but after a while we shrug it off by saying, well, nobody's perfect. It's very hard when we face with sexual temptation. We know it's not the right thing, but when the urge hits us, how can we help ourselves?
Exactly. It's one thing to know it's wrong, but another thing to have the moral strength not to succumb to temptation, sexual or otherwise. That's why we need a power other than ourselves. If God had given us guidelines to live by and sat back and said, well, you're on your own now, keep the rules or else, we'd be constantly in a mess. But by his grace, he has given us the indwelling power of his Holy Spirit to help us live the Christian life day by day.
I guess reading the Bible is like following the traffic signals today. It's good advice for living is the green light. It has warnings which correspond to the yellow light. And like the red light, it constantly challenges us when we do wrong.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.